Marshalltown's Hall of Famer. More from the Iowa Almanac in a moment.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods Month this April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans, such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk, are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, celebrating 60 years of moving the industry forward.
When Adrian Constantine Anson was born in Marshalltown on April 17, 1852, his parents didn't dream he'd become a Major League Baseball player. That's in part because what we call the Major Leagues had not even been formed yet. In fact, the boy who grew up to be known as Cap Anson was one of the first players in what became the National League. Cap started playing pro ball in the first professional league, the National Association, in 1871. 5 years later, Chicago White Stockings president William Hulbert added Anson and other stars to his club and helped form the National League. Nicknamed Cap since he was the captain of the team, Anson hit .325 in that first National League season and led Chicago to a 52-14 record and the first league championship. That team is now known as the Chicago Cubs, and Cap Anson played for the club for 22 seasons, hitting at least .300 in 20 of them. He won the league batting title twice as well. He retired after the 1897 season at the age of 45. At the time, he held major league records for games, hits, at-bats, doubles, and runs, and finished his playing days with 3,081 hits, the first player ever to cross the magic 3,000-hit mark. But he wasn't just a player. He managed the club for 19 seasons, winning 5 league pennants as a player-manager on his way to nearly 1,300 career wins. Anson was also the founder of the pitching rotation and the hit and run. Cap Anson died on April 14, 1922, just a few days before his 70th birthday. But he still holds Cubs team records today for career batting average, runs, hits, singles, doubles, and RBIs. Small wonder that he was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1939, and that a major street, a school, and a park in his hometown bear his name today. Baseball Hall of Famer Adrian Cap Anson, born in Marshalltown on this date in 1852. And that's Iowa Almanac for April 17th. There's more online at iowaalmanac.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Jeff Stein.